Hey there, welcome back. This is Robert. Today we've got a 5-minute water short to share with you about hot springs, geothermal energy, and how I paid money to bathe in wastewater. The clock is ticking, so let's dive right in. A few weeks ago, my family and I went on a post-pandemic bucket list trip to Iceland. It was probably day 3 of our RV journey around the island when we stumbled upon a hidden gem, or at least it was for me. So we were behind this farmer's house, and it was, you know, just nestled amongst this kind of picturesque landscape. And I was staring at his hot spring in his backyard and looking at all these ancient looking pipes that transported the water. And he showed me how these pipes kind of connected to the spring, to his barn, to his house. He even showed me this little area in his backyard where he uses it to bake bread. Now, here's the interesting part. The area that we happened to be in was teeming with a bunch of hot springs. Believe it or not, there are over 600 hot springs in Iceland. So I asked him, what happens if someone doesn't have a hot spring nearby? Like, you know, your neighbor next door. And guess what he said? He said, no worries. It turns out that Iceland has a unique solution for that. So they have pipelines in many areas of the country running hot water under the streets, making it accessible to everyone. Now let's take a step back and look at the bigger picture. In most cities around the world, there's this grid, right? Supplying cold water to all the buildings. It's the norm. But Iceland is far from ordinary, geologically active and sitting atop 2 tectonic plates moving apart about an inch per year. The country boasts around 30 high-temperature geothermal areas. At these spots, the water can reach a scorching 482 degrees Fahrenheit at only a depth of about 3,000 feet. So near those places, it's economical to drill a borehole down through the ground and capture this superheated, high-pressure steam and water. Now, once you have this, you can do a few things. First, you could spin a turbine using that high-pressure steam coming up and generate clean power. Second, you can use a heat exchanger to transfer the heat to fresh, clean, cold water, effectively providing abundant hot water to surrounding communities. This means, among other things, you don't need a water heater at your house, right? Because the hot water is readily available and incredibly affordable. In fact, geothermal energy provides the heating needs for approximately 90% of the houses in Iceland and contributes to 27% of the country's electrical production. But wait, what happens to all this high-pressure steam and water after it's been utilized? Well, once it cools down a bit, often these geothermal plants release the water onto nearby rocks. These permeable rocks let the water slowly seep through and eventually return to its underground source. Over time, these pools and lagoons form and sometimes help create some of Iceland's most iconic attractions, like the world-famous Blue Lagoon. The Blue Lagoon was discovered in the 1980s by curious bathers who loved the warm, blue, silica-infused water. In technical terms, it's really just 2.3 million gallons of effluent brine from a nearby power plant. However, this has eventually become one of Iceland's top tourist spots. It draws in, right now, about 1.3 million visitors annually. And people pay more than $43 for a basic ticket. Yes, that's to bathe in warm power plant wastewater. So how does one bathe in wastewater? Well, all you have to do is visit Iceland and be prepared to share it with a lot of folks. It's wonderful. Iceland is an amazing place. If you have a chance to go, go. I'll post a few pictures in the show notes. This podcast is a labor of love, our contribution to this extraordinary water community that we're honored to be a part of. Thank you for tuning into The Outfall and this 5-minute water short. Wishing you a fantastic summer filled with curiosity. Until next time.